You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's time for Tales of Terror, only on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
You're listening to Audio Theater in a Darker Shade. This is DarkerProject.com. And now our feature presentation.
Tonight's episode, Incident Over Edgecomb.
Edgecomb County 911, please state your emergency.
Yeah, I don't rightly know if this is an emergency or not, and I don't know how to report this.
What's the problem, sir?
Well, I woke up about 15 minutes ago, around midnight, I guess it was, and there were a lot of lights out in my field. I figured that it was probably some of the local kids. Thought I'd have to go run them off.
Would you like an officer to tell them to leave for you, sir?
Hold on. Now, when I got outside, I realized the lights weren't coming from in my field. They was coming from above. As soon as I stepped outside, they shot straight up about 100 feet and took off toward town faster than you can blink.
Is that right?
I kid you not, son.
Well, that doesn't sound like an emergency, but if there is an officer in the area, I'll have him check it out.
I just thought you should know, that's all.
Edgecomb County 911, please state your emergency.
I was driving home. I picked up a late shift, and I was driving home and I saw it. Oh, God, I can't believe I saw it. I'm not crazy.
What did you see, ma'am?
I don't know. A flying saucer, I think. It kind of looked like a flying saucer.
Okay, could it have been an airplane or a helicopter?
It wasn't a helicopter. It wasn't an airplane. It wasn't a weather balloon. It was... Oh, I don't know!
Okay, ma'am, calm down. Where was this craft when you saw it?
It was heading down Route 9, towards town.
It was on Route 9?
It was in the air, but it was following Route 9.
Okay, ma'am, I'll get an officer to follow up on this, okay?
Yeah.
Pruitt, you sitting down?
I'm in my patrol car. What else would I be doing?
Listen to this. We have several reports of strange lights over the skies of Edgecomb County zooming all over the place.
What? Did Baker put you up to this because I cut holes in the ass end of all his uniforms?
I'm serious.
Really? I was just about to head into Denny's for dinner. All I looked forward to today was a stack of big old pancakes. I bet I don't get my pancakes today.
Just check this out. Okay, people are worried.
I know, it's my job. Serve and protect. Make sure the Teletubbies don't invade Edgecomb. All right, so where are the lights last seen?
The reports I got say they're headed toward town, but if they're as fast as folks are saying, who knows where they are?
Right, I'll stick my head out the window and drive around and see what I see. Prove it out.
Edgecomb County 911, please state your... Aw, hell, just tell me where you saw the lights. You picked a great night to make a prank phone call, pal. Grab a burger.
John! John!
I'm here. What's going on?
I see him. I see the lights.
Well, what are they?
You won't believe it if I told you.
What was that?
Everything is fine.
So what is it? I gotta have something to tell all these people that are calling.
Radio-controlled aircraft. It's just like the human children play with.
You okay? You sound funny.
I'm hungry.
Right. You gonna get those eggs you've been talking about all night?
Eggs? No. I want meat. My partner wants meat, too.
You don't work with a partner, man.
Yes, I do. You spoke with him earlier. He'll be there soon.
What? Oh, God, what are you? Oh, no. Stop! No! Please! Oh.
You've been listening to 5-Minute Fear, Season 2, Episode 8, Incident Over Edgecombe, written by Jason Tucker. Featured in tonight's episode were Jerry Kokich as John the 911 Dispatcher, Ed Herman as Caller Number 1, Andrea Richardson as Caller Number 2, Pete Lutz as Caller Number 3, Roger St. James as Officer Steve Pruitt, and yours truly as the announcer. The music in the episode was by Kevin MacLeod. Post-production by MJ Cogburn. The executive producer of Darker Projects is MJ Cogburn. This has been a Darker Projects production. This is Shane Harris. Thanks for listening.
Some say he's not a man. Some say he's a force. Not of nature, but of something more primal than that. He's the acid taste of vengeance you can't quite swallow down in a town that's besieged by fear, an unbreathed regret. Others say he was a man, who wouldn't rest until all the pain in the world was fed back to those who mined it out of others. He's only known by one name, from county to county, in the hours past dawn, and in the haze-filled air. You'll see him walking towards you if you keep secrets, if you harm folks. He's the Drifter, and he won't stop till sorrow's end. A weird western series from Jeffrey Billard starring The Drifter. From Audio Groove Cats and the Amigo Collective. Coming 2023, only on Mutual, with Episode 1, Before a Wind.